Welcome to Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Today's Tackle, Cats on the Red, and Trophy Cat Adventures. Now, here they are, Brad and Brad.
All right, welcome back to Why Fish Radio. Always another great week. Always looking excited to talking to you folks out there. I'm going to be solo again this week. Not because of Brad, though, but because of myself not being in Grand Forks. So I had to get a little creative with how this was all going to come down. But that's okay, because I've got a great interview in line here. Little thing to talk about is only 3 weeks left to sign up for that guided trip on the Red River with Kent Hollins of Trophy Cat Adventures. All you got to do is send an email to contest@whyfishradio.com. Give me your name, address, and phone number. You will automatically be entered into that contest. Don't forget, catfish season in Lockport is just around the corner. Book your trips now with Stu at Cats on the Red. Been talking to Stu. Things are really starting to rock and roll up there. They're looking good. River's flooding now, but that's always good to bring the kiddies out of the lake on a feeding frenzy. So check them out on the web, catsonthered.net. And last but not least, we're going to be walleye fishing open water here in the next while, folks. And today's tackle, that's your place to go for the Wave Buster Bobber. So don't forget to check them out on the web either, todaystackle.com. Well, folks, like I said, I'm kind of on the road and time is short, so I'm going solo this week, but no problem here because I have an old friend of Why Fish. If you go back, 50 shows probably, 52, 53 shows to show Tanish, when we talked to Bill Puckett of Big Cat Diaries out of Ohio, and we have something to tell you all, folks. So, Bill, welcome back to Why Fish Radio. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it has.
Now, we have something that we've been working on here for about a month, and I want to introduce you while we're on the air. Is Bill has a website called BigCatDiaries.com. It's a great resource for the cat fishermen out there. But he's also got into a new venture, and they're just going to sign on with us here at Why Fish. You've created eTackleDirect.com, Bill. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the family here at Why Fish.
Yeah, it's good to be a sponsor. You guys have a great site there.
Now, you've been getting this going, and kind of tell us what you have, and I know it's a work in progress at this point, but what are you going to do for all of our listeners as far as what are you carrying in the store?
Well, actually, our inventory is building pretty much day by day, week by week. We're constantly scouring the web for suppliers, and we do a lot of research into pricing because, I mean, obviously, we're general working stiffs ourselves, and we know what it's like to bust your rump for a buck. And, you know, realistically, we know no one's getting rich off this, but if we can save somebody some money, then we do it that way. We actually, before we list a product, we go online and we do a search of the top 10 websites or companies that carry that same product, and we either match or will beat by at least $1 or $2 their prices.
That's pretty good. As we know, going to outdoor stores, and every fisherman does, the prices are typically in the same ballpark, and you're just trying to save a buck here and save a buck there for the average Joe. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly.
So, folks, we're going to welcome eTackle Direct. You'll see some news coming out of there, some logos, and as with all the other sponsors here, don't forget to support them because it's good people like that who keep us in business here at Why Fish and keep this show on the air. So, Bill and eTackle Direct, welcome to the family. We're going to move on a little bit. Because we talked here about 50 shows ago about flatheads, and I don't even remember if we got into blues so much, but that's something we don't have up here, and you're kind of the expert down there on it. You obviously run Big Cat Diaries, and I've seen the pictures, so you know, I think you're the guy, Bill. But I do have to make a confession that in last week's show, I kind of told a lie to the listeners, and I didn't mean to. When I was talking to Eric Kubishka, I said he was our first telephone interview. And I was false on that. You were our first telephone interview.
Uh-huh.
But It was our first telephone interview on our new studio here at Why Fish. The other one was one that we were borrowing, and we now got our own studio set up. So I apologize to you, but let's talk flatheads. So flatheads, I want to kill fish in some flatheads. How am I going to get set up for this here real quick?
Well, first and foremost, you can't catch fish where the fish aren't. I mean, you got to do your homework, talk to other catmen in your area, do your research on the fish, know what kind of habitat it likes to live in. Flatheads, for example, are cover fish. They're ambush fish. They're extremely proficient predators. The biggest, nastiest snags you can find on a river and in a deeper hole, river bends, current breaks, anything like that. If there are flatheads in that river, generally you'll find them there.
And for bait, I mean, do you rig up pretty much the same as every other catfish as far as line and hooks and tackle? But I know you do something different with the bait for a flathead.
Well, flatheads, depending upon the season, are a majority of a live fish, a live bait fish hitter. You can catch them on cut baits, very seldom ever on prepared baits or stink baits. They're pretty finicky, and because they're at the top of their food chain in their river, they have every right to pick and choose what they want to eat. But around here, I know it's not legal in some states, but around here, bream or bluegill, sunfish, is pretty much our go-to bait. We never leave home without at least a dozen good-sized bluegill or other live bait fish, shad, skipjack, herring, suckers, small carp. Anything that's lively, yellow bullheads that you can put out and make a lot of ruckus in the water will attract the attention of a flathead.
The point of that whole statement, folks, is check your local laws. I know up here in North Dakota, Minnesota, Manitoba, you do not use bluegill for bait or a perch or anything like that. So check your local laws, because we don't want you getting in trouble.
Yeah, definitely don't do that. I don't want anybody to say, well, Catfish Billy told me to put a bluegill on here. I don't want to get any hate mail, so yeah, check your local laws.
All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Everything I read up here is flatheads are a nighttime fish. Is that true or false?
They are primarily a nocturnal fish. They're a lot more active. I mean, you can catch them during the daytime, but when you're really going after the larger trophy fish, they definitely tend to be a lot more active. In the nighttime. I mean, like I said in my statement before, they're a predator, but they also very much into ambush. And whereas a lot of catfish species go primarily on scent or smell, flatheads tend to detect their bait by movement in the water. Water fluctuations around them, they can tell exactly where something's at, and they have excellent night vision. So yeah, your best bet when you're chasing the bigger flatheads is to go dark or overcast, dark daylight hours.
Now, that's pretty similar to channels. They tend to bite better at night, and I know that, and we've talked about that many, many, many times here on the show. But coming into the whole night fishing thing now, are they similar to channels? Will they come out on a flat and feed at night?
Yeah, really, if you're in a river bend and you have an adjacent flat to it, I would definitely say, without a doubt, put at least two or three lines over on that flat, because you will get hit over there. They will come up into the shallower waters at night to feed on bream and other live fish.
Now, here's another question, and I honestly don't know the answer to this. When they're actively feeding, will a flathead hit at the surface and come flying out of the water similar to a channel sometimes?
I've never seen it. Every flathead I've ever hooked or seen hooked will dart to the bottom.
Well, as with a channel. But what I'm saying is there's certain times, certain weather patterns where you're just sitting in the boat and the water's calm, and all of a sudden you'll see a big cat come flying out of the water because he's actually surface feeding instead of bottom feeding for his prey.
Oh, okay, I understand. No, I've never seen a flathead feed off the surface. I'm sure it happens, but I've personally never seen it.
Now, so that's the basic setup. As far as you know, you used to talk about using live bait, and another question I have in reading about flatheads and hooking live bait, how do you hook your live bait? Do you hook it in the tail? Do you hook it in the face? I mean, what's the best way to hook it put it on the hook?
Well, I got two different methods I use, and it is all determined by what kind of body of water I'm fishing. If I'm fishing a lake or a section of river where there is a current break, where there's not hardly any current whatsoever, I'll hook the bait fish right behind the dorsal fin underneath the spine to where it won't kill it, and it can still swim around. I normally don't clip the tails on my bait fish. A lot of people do, but I want mine to be able to move around as much as possible and cause as much ruckus as it can in the water. On the contrary, if I'm fishing in current, I'll hook them through the bottom jaw and up out through the nose or the top of the head, because hooking them behind the dorsal fin in current, if the fish turns, will actually cause the current will actually cause their gill plates to open, and will drown them. Just, I mean, it's kind of funny to say you're going to drown a fish, but it'll kill them.
I understand that, and I never even thought of it on those terms, but that makes a lot of sense as far as, you know, they got to breathe just like anything else, and if they can't push the air in and out with the water,
right,
however their gills work, that's just not going to happen.
Right.
So I want to kind of switch subjects on you. I'm sorry to do this kind of in the middle, but one thing I want to talk about that we never talked about the last time I had you on was blues. And the whole reason this comes up is I was looking at your website, and you got a pretty nice blue. Now, granted, they can get up to 80, 100, 120 pounds, but it's a 25-pound blue. I've never caught a blue. Talk a little bit about blues. Do you look for kind of the same things as flatheads? Do they fish differently?
Yeah, actually, they're quite a bit different in the way you fish them. Whereas, for example, on a river, when you're hunting flatheads, you're looking for current breaks. You don't want a lot of current where you're fishing. Flatheads don't tend to like to stay in the current for too terribly long. Blue cats, on the other hand, the better current you have, the more likely you're going to find the blues. And whereas you can find flatheads in a lot shallower water, the deeper, steeper drop-offs in a river along those ledges is a lot of times where you'll find schools of blue cats congregating to catch schools of bait fish, like shad or skipjack, hovering above the ledge, where they can take them off for the picking. So a lot of times when you're on the river, if you want to find blue cats, watch your fish finder for clouds of schools of shad or skipjack, and normally you'll see some pretty large blips underneath the clouds of fish, and those are normally going to be your blue cats.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Now, live bait, dead bait, cut bait, stink bait, what direction are you going to go for a blue?
Blues are not real finicky. They're fairly opportunistic feeders. Their feeding habits are real similar to a channel cat. Really, I think the best baits for blues are cut baits. Shad, skipjack, suckers, carp, you name it. Any kind of oily bait fish. Now, what we like to use around here is rainbow trout. Trout is just, we tried it a few years ago, and it just produced real well. I mean, it's a real oily fish, and a trout skin is just tough, real tough. So, I mean, you can thread your hook just through the top portion of skin, never worry about that bait coming off in the current or coming off when you're casting it, and you leave a ton of the hook exposed to get a positive hook set on.
Again, folks, check your local laws, because up here in the North Country, if you get caught with a trout, it's been nice knowing you, because it's not going to happen. So be sure to check the local bait laws on that one. You're just killing me up here, man. Using bait that's illegal for us, but hey, if you can use it, do it.
Well, like I said, shad, you know, shad and other rough fish, the oiler the fish, the better,
right.
You know, the better scent trail.
Up here in the red, that's known as gold eye, and it's a little bit different than a shad, but same basic concept. Okay, that's pretty good stuff as far as blue cats. Anything else you want to mention as far as catfishing that you think the listeners need to know there, Bill?
Like I said, you know, the biggest part, catfishing really isn't rocket science. The biggest part is just, the hardest part is doing your homework. Doing your homework and making sure that you don't bring a slingshot to a gunfight. You know, don't be bringing lightweight gear, bass tackle or bass line or crappie gear to when you're hunting catfish, because they're brute fighters. I mean, that's why they're one of the most popular sport fish in America, because of their fighting ability. So, check your waters, know what you're looking for, talk to other catmen, just do some footwork, and you find the habitat, the fish are there, you'll find the fish. You come equipped correctly, and before long, within a year, maybe even your first year, you'll be catching 30 or 40-pound fish.
And all that being said, the place to go if you want some information on how to do this is BigCatDiaries.com. Right on the front page, there's a brand new talk forum put up there this week, and it's been pretty busy. A lot of good guys hang out on there, so it's a great place to get your questions answered. People seem to be more than willing to answer your questions, and all you got to do is get on there and ask them. And I know you're good at answering, and I do it, and there's a couple other guys that help out on there, so be sure to go to BigCatDiaries.com. And when you need that heavy equipment, our newest sponsor here at WhyFish, eTackleDirect.com. You just met the man who runs the show. He's a good guy. And if he can't find it, I'm sure he'd be happy to look for it. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. If we don't have it, we'll find it.
Bill, thanks again for joining us here at WhyFish.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for us today. Since Brad's not here, I'm going to take his line. Keep your hook in the water, your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
Thank you for listening to Why Fish Radio. Be sure to tune in next time for another Adventures in Fishing. For more information, log on to whyfishradio.com.